RTL Original Podcast.
Hello there, and welcome to Song 2. Now, we've had ABBA, the Spice Girls, the McRib, and of course, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Saviour, apparently, supposedly rising from the dead. We've done the same with Song 2. So welcome to our very own musical Bible, where we follow the doctrine that the second song on an album is the best, or at least the most important. I'm Stephen Stepslow, your host, and in keeping with the theme, the Song 2 Preacher. This week, what was potentially one of the songs of the year in 2024. An absolute certified banger. Starburster by Fontaines D.C. The Irish post-punk band have been pioneers in the resurgence of the genre, bringing it back to the mainstream, if not kicking, somewhat screaming. Their name stems from a character in The Godfather, Johnny Fontaine, and they simply added the DC, which stands for Dublin City, in case you didn't know. They met at a music college in Dublin and bonded over a common love for poetry, with the country having produced some of the great poets such as James Joyce, Oscar Wilde, Seamus Heaney, to name but a few. Starburster exemplifies this love for poetry in its repetitive nature and flow. The song's lyrics are dense and layered, capturing complex emotions and personal reflections, which is a hallmark of poetic writing. The track moves away from their previous albums and ventures into the world of trip-hop, which may have come as a surprise to fans. However, they delivered it to a T, displaying their artistic breadth and their willingness to experiment. They're undergoing a similar transformation to what the Arctic Monkeys did, who started as teenagers from Sheffield blasting indie music but grew into artistic visionaries who embraced more complex sounds, much to the chagrin of many of their earlier fans. Just like the shift the Arctics performed from Whatever People Say I Am, That's What I'm Not on their debut, to their fourth album, AM. Fontaines DC have evolved, stepping away from their gritty post-punk roots with Doggerel, their first album, and delving into experimental territory with Romance, which was, you guessed it, their fourth album. You can see it in the way they dress too. They used to be modest but cool Irish lads, growing into real rock stars who now wear neon green shell suits and have outlandish hairstyles. Looking at you, Connor Curley, with your pink trim. Starburster is the perfect example of this transformation, where the band embraced a darker, moodier aesthetic that still holds on to the raw intensity of their earlier work. The song was released as the first single of the album Romance and foreshadowed a changing of the tides for the Irish five-piece. It's inspired by a panic attack that singer Grian Chatton had at St Pancras Station in London, and the stream of consciousness that follows displays this heartily. He sings, I want to sharp the tone, I want to bite the phone, I want to bleed the tone, along with a repeated line of I want to see you alone. These fragmentic, disjointed phrases mirror the chaotic thoughts and emotions that accompany a panic attack. The speed and delivery by Chatton makes it feel like you're with him all the time, enhanced only by the haunting gasp that he adds throughout the song. This frantic energy is amplified by the music, booming drums, strong synths, and an eerie bass line that pulses like an anxious heartbeat. You can practically feel the claustrophobic hum of a train station, the overwhelming rush of bodies moving in different directions. Plus, the video pays a little bit of an homage to The Shining. The production makes it feel like the walls are closing in, highlighting the disorientation Chatton describes in the lyrics. Then we get to the music video. After a misfired football leads him into a random garage, Chatton stumbles upon a portal to various film sets, each more bizarre than the last. from a full knight's armour to disturbing masks and a gimp suit, as you do. He tries on the lot and takes them out to shops and fields. It's as chaotic as the song is. At one point, he's talking to a sock puppet in hysterical laughter. You can probably look for a deeper meaning to the video, but knowing what inspired the lyrics, it just adds to the chaos of what unfolds during a panic attack. Lots of fast cuts make it the perfect fit. Take a look for yourself if you haven't seen it. It's well worth a watch. Starburster has not only enthralled listeners, but it also garnered critical acclaim. NME, the New Musical Express in the UK, hailed it as a pensive art rock beast that fuses elements of electronica and hip-hop, highlighting the band's successful genre-blending efforts. Whereas Rolling Stone described it as a funky disco rock track. But I doubt it'll get Luxembourg's discos going. Despite songs such as Bug and Modern World being absolute masterpieces, Starburster stands out on its own as the catalyst of a new era for Fontaines DC, where they will continue to surprise and innovate, no doubt. They chose the song as their introduction to the Romance album, and where did they place it? Number 2. Most important? Check. Best? Well, that's to be debated. It certainly is one that stands up to interrogation. Thank you for tuning in to another chapter of the gospel that is Song 2. This episode was researched using some of the biggest resources in music: NME, Far Out Magazine, Rolling Stone, but also Stay Free Radio IP, and of course the Old Faithful Wikipedia. This episode was researched and written by the ever-reliable Charlie Stone, voiced and produced by me, Stephen Stepslow, for Today Radio. See ya. Never wanted, only